Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show Live. Now's the unfortunate part of the show where I open up St. Peter's microphone. So we talk about some stupid cockamamie product that he's pushing. Let's see what it is tonight. St. Peter's Vagina Lopes. Oh my Lord. You see, we don't pay St. Peter anything to be on the show or to do his little song parodies or his bits or whatever. So from time to time, I got to do some kind of stupid infomercial or some kind of special for Peter. Tonight is the stupid bullshit infomercial type of night. And tonight we're doing St. Peter's Vagina Lopes.
Yeah.
Peter, what the fuck is this?
Well, first of all, Jesus, I don't appreciate you like downgrading the fucking product before I can even talk about it and calling it stupid.
Right.
Bullshit. I mean, I need to try to fucking sell this shit, and you're downplaying it.
All right, Peter, we ain't got all night. Just get to it.
All right, wait, vagina lopes are basically envelopes. You mail shit in, and they smell like vagina, and then they taste like vagina. When you lick them, and they taste like a vagina. Vagina lopes. Okay.
Well, the obvious question, Peter, is, whose vagina?
What do you mean?
I mean, whose vagina does it taste and smell like? Do the envelopes taste and smell
like? Well, it's been scientifically formulated, Jesus, to represent an amalgamation of a different... amalgamation of different vaginal tastes from around the world. It's an amalgamation of all of them together.
Right. First of all, you don't know what that word means.
Yeah, I do. Amalgamation.
Amalgamation?
Right, amalgamation. It's an amalgamation of different things, Jesus.
Right. Second of all, I think that's bullshit. I smell bullshit.
What's bullshit?
Were you scientifically formulating something?
I'm scientifically formulating shit, man.
Right, you're getting it scientifically formulated.
Right. Amalgamation.
Okay, an amalgamation
of scientific formulas.
Right. I smell bullshit, Peter. I smell bullshit.
I don't know what you mean, Jesus.
And from all the way in here, you're inside your little glass booth, I can still smell your bullshit.
I think you're paranoid, Jesus.
Peter,
what are you talking about?
Peter, whose vagina is it?
It's scientifically formulated to present an amalgamation
God
of different
vaginal... God
damn
it, Peter,
vaginal...
I will shut this down.
Jesus.
Right now.
Amalgamation of vaginas.
You scientifically formulated amalgamation of nothing.
I do.
Whose vagina is this?
All right. To be honest, Jesus, there's a hooker down in my basement, and she's been rubbing the shit on her vagina.
Oh, what's that now?
The hooker down in my basement has been rubbing the envelopes on her vagina all day. Jesus.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. These envelopes that have been sitting by me all fucking day.
Right.
I've been smelling these envelopes.
Vagina
lopes. I even licked a couple times.
Right.
Just to test out the glue.
Oh.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
There's been some ratchet, skanky, ragged fucking hooker down in your basement.
Go that far.
Rubbing these envelopes.
Yeah.
On her nasty, dirty fucking pussy.
That's right, Jesus.
Oh,
it's the size of it.
God.
I don't see what the big deal is, Jesus.
God.
She's a clean hooker.
My God, Peter. What the fuck is wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me.
Oh, my God.
The vagina lopes are awesome. She's a clean hooker, Jesus. I fucked her a couple times, but still.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Peter. I can't take it. What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, I'm thinking of it.
I've been licking these fucking nasty hooker pussy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you know. Now that I think of it, she really didn't wash her vagina after I fucked her, so you're tasting my dick, Jesus.
Oh, my God, Peter.
You're tasting my dick.
Oh, my God, Peter. I hate you. When I'm done fucking throwing up, Peter, I'm going to come in there. I'm going to strangle you to death.
Well, we don't get that far.
And then I'm going down your fucking basement. I'm going to kill this goddamn hooker. I'm going to stab her in her stinky fucking vagina.
You need to calm down, Jesus.
Until she's dead. God damn it.
You need to calm down, Jesus, just because you've been basically licking my dick all day and smelling it.
Oh, you son of a
if
bitch.
You're a sucker's vagina.
Oh, I fucking hate you. Go to break.
Come on. This is getting good.
Infomercial. Nasty vagina lopes.
Come on.
Oh, God.
This is just getting good, Jesus.
Just for the record, no one was harmed. No hookers were harmed, at least. In the making of that little wonderful thing you just heard. Know what they call it? Vignette? The little vignette you just heard? Welcome, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 7, Verse 13. It's February 18th, 2024. As we record this, a lot of big stuff on tonight's show. First, you want to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. Send me your hate mail or whatnot. Social media, all that stuff while scrolling right now along the bottom if you're watching the video version. I'll show you what you should do. Listen to the audio version later. First of all, it's fucking, the episode's old because I take so long to put them up on SnarryJesus.net. Sorry, I'm behind. Because I've whined many times on the show, I don't get fucking interns anymore. No college really believes they will learn anything here. I'm fucked. Anyway, it's not the music too. It's cool. We got it. Yeah, thank you. It's all shits and giggles. What was I saying? Oh, I was whining about the interns. I have too much. I'm backed up. I'm sorry. If you're watching the video version of the show, it's right there, scrolling. All the pertinent social media. But if you can't remember all that, or you don't want to go back and look, or what the fuck ever the problem is, all you got to remember is this. StonerJesus.net. It's got the links, all the stuff you need, past episodes, not as up-to-date as they should be, as I mentioned. But StonerJesus.net, the hub, if you will, of the Stoner Jesus universe. Of course, whether you're watching us later on my platform, say on X or Twitch or Rumble, whenever I get it to fucking work, I don't fuck it up. That's awesome. But if you're watching this in the first few days after it's been recorded, where you're watching it on Pod Nation TV, go check out. If you're not watching on Pod Nation TV, we can see it earlier, is what my point is. Pod Nation TV, download the free app on all Roku and Fire TV devices. That's all you got to do. Me, bunch of other great shows. Go check it out. Pod Nation TV. Thank you. As I said, big show tonight. We got a couple Guinness Book of World Records stories. You're saying, Jesus, what? What the fuck does that mean? Listen, buddy, pal, don't question how I do my show. But trust me, I'm getting something. I'm tying it all together in a neat little bow because I have a serious fucking question to ask the audience. And I'm going to ask the audience later on social media as well. Having to do with the Guinness Book of World Records. Also, I did a great interview with Katrina Ray from the Chicken Ranch in Nevada, the legal brothel in Nevada. Fun interview. Plus, you see most of her boobs. So, I mean, it's a fucking win-win. Check that out a little bit later in the show. First, a couple things. One, don't forget about the smokeouts. Myself and Shelly Martinez, former wrestler, current model, content creator, and whatnot. Myself and Shelly, we do a show called The Smokeout with Shelly and SJ. ShellySJSmokeout.com. Links for everything on there. The Patreon, you'll be part of the show if you want to. $5 a month. You get all the episodes on video. You're part of the Discord. And you get a link to the StreamYard session where we do the show. Every time we do a show, you can join us in the chat, private chat, on video, on audio, whatever you feel comfortable with. Participate in the show, ask questions, whatever you want to do, join us. ShellySJSmokeout.com also has all of the free podcast platforms. The audio for the show is free on all major podcast platforms except for Apple because they're bitches. And they won't let me at it. They don't like it. So fuck them. Anyway, go check out The Smokeout. It's the dope shit, as it were. Let me go find this first story. Guinness Book of World Records. We've done Guinness Book of World Records stories on here before. The most recent one was the dude who put on 10 pairs of underpants in about 13 seconds. Yeah, it's a real thing. And look, far be it from me to question the necessity, if you will, of these things. It's not my place to judge. I don't care. You want to waste your time with this bullshit? That sounds judgy, but it's really not. You want to waste your time with this bullshit? That's fine with me. How about this? I don't know why it says California. A guy in California has 10,568 pieces of Transformers memorabilia. Yeah, that's right. I'm not repeating it. You heard it right. There's the guy right there. Again, if you're watching the video version of the show. Mike K. earned a Guinness World Record for his collection of 10,568 pieces of Transformers memorabilia. And that doesn't look like, that has to be like a small percentage just there in that picture. I mean, that can't be more than what, a few hundred? It's probably a lot of it's probably like keychains and shit, but still. The California Man's collection of 10,568 pieces of Transformers memorabilia has earned him a Guinness World Records title. Mike K, who's been collecting robots in disguise since 1984, took the record for the largest collection of Transformers memorabilia from AJ Ard, whose collection was tallied at 5,150 unique items. Fucking amateur. Kay says love of the toy line began when he was about 3 or 4 years old in 1984. My family and I were in Sears. A lot of you kids don't remember what Sears was. And they had a huge selection of Generation 1 Transformer toys. Kay told Guinness World Records. I was only allowed one, so I chose Hoist, a green and orange tow truck. That's where my hobby began. You could say it hoisted his hobby. No, that's not good. Kay said he completed his collection of the Generation 1 line when he was in college, but his collecting didn't stop there. He said he kept collecting new releases and also used the internet to find Japan exclusive figurines that never made it to U.S. stores. I'm sorry. I'm okay. I'm not laughing at this guy at all. That's the first story. That's the first Guinness Book of World Records story. We have another one. Because apparently these motherfuckers are busy. This one's even better. As I go through the clunky process of bringing up a different website for you to look at on StreamYard. I'm telling you, StreamYard, one of these days I'm getting my shit together. I'm going to try the Rumble Studio. And then you'll be sorry that you lost me. Probably not. They won't give a shit. Still. This is from NPR. Reversal. Guinness Awards record to French man who made Eiffel Tower from matchsticks. Listen to this guy's story. Richard Plaud, a Frenchman who has dreamed of building the world's tallest matchstick sculpture. Think how sad that sentence is. Made headlines this week when Guinness World Records rejected his huge model of the Eiffel Tower, saying Plaud broke the rules. It hurt me, Plaud told TF1 French TV News. News outlets reported on his disappointment and his work was rejected. But after an official review, quote, it seems that we have been heavy-handed in the application of our rules in this case, end quote. Guinness World Records Director of Central Record Services, Mark McKinley, said in an email to NPR as Guinness announced the reversal. The 145th scale model stands at 7.19 meters, which is a little over 23 and a half feet. It took Plaud years and more than 700,000 matchsticks to build the finely detailed structure. Finally, last month, he unveiled the finished result to thousands of people and his followers on Instagram. How does this fucking guy make money? He spent years on this. The unveiling of the Eiffel Tower model drew a large crowd, and Plaud enlisted the survey firm AGT to validate the structure. The event was memorialized on video by a video showing the fruit of his long-term project. You can see it there. They initially said the materials Plaud used were too different from the standard matchsticks you can buy in a store. An issue was his decision to go straight to a French matchstick company and arrange for a shipment of sticks that were evidently fairly standard but lacked the match's normal flammable tip. Look at all the effort people are putting into this. Because there was no sulfur, Plaud's dream went up in smoke. The idea was to save time and prevent waste, but in their initial ruling issued in late January, the Guinness judges found out based on the rules and its criteria, Plaud wasn't using the same materials as other record contenders, such as now former title holder Tofik Dahar of Lebanon, who used approximately 6 million matches to build a scale replica of the Eiffel Tower in Beirut, standing around 21.4 feet. And it goes on like this. Sadly, for quite a bit more. Plaud 47 has been posting images and stories documenting his progress in building the wooden Eiffel Tower on his Instagram and Facebook pages. You're saying, Jesus, okay. This is fucking stupid. We get it. What are you getting at? I'm going to tell you what I'm getting at, dickhead. Don't question me. The first guy, the my K guy or whatever, and this guy plowed. Because it doesn't mention either article. Do these men get laid? While they were spending all of their time on these various projects. I mean, you know, the other guy, the Transformers guy is probably less, I mean, I guess not how time intensive it would be compared to building a matchstick Eiffel Tower, but still, it's a lot. Can a guy who has a Transformers collection of over 10,000 pieces get laid? Can a guy who spends years building a matchstick Eiffel Tower get laid? Furthermore, are there specific groupies in the Guinness Book of World Records world? Like, are there groupies in that world where, like, you have a Guinness World Record, like, you can drop that line on them, be like, you know, fucking, I put 10 pairs of underpants on in 13 seconds, or I spent years building a fucking Eiffel Tower with matchsticks, and I didn't get my record. Would saying that to a certain class of women or men, would that be like guaranteed to get you laid among that segment? I'm not even commenting on the relative attractiveness of what this groupie cohort would look like. That's a discussion for another day. I'm just specifically asking if there are a set of known groupies who like to fuck people who have Guinness World Records. That's my question. I'm putting it out here. I'm going to put it out on social media later as well, on X or whatever, tomorrow, whenever I remember it. That's my question. And if so, I'm sure there's like a Facebook group for these people or something, right? Like, I would like to talk to these people. I would like to get one of these people on my show. Who, if I were to say, you know, hey, I have the biggest yarn ball in the world. It's in my backyard. You know, I got to get on a fucking cherry picker now that I rent to add to my yarn ball. Would that get me pussy? I don't know. We'll find out. I'm on the case, motherfucker. Let me tell you what. Not that I'm going to go through the trouble of building a yarn ball or trying to get a fucking record. That's just hard. Okay? What am I going to break a record for doing this shit? I doubt it. Hey, you know we have a sponsor? They're awesome. Their name has been under my name this whole time. Much love to you.com. Their devotion to purity is a promise to deliver only the purest mushroom supplements, nurturing your journey towards a happier, healthier life. Enjoying them and cultivating well-being and harvesting joy with each product that they will tailor for your wellness. That's what they have right now. You can talk to people there. All kinds of products coming as well. Go check it out. Much love to you. Let me run their thing along the bottom there like that. Bam. Look at me. Hell yeah. I'm so proud of myself when I do the simplest task. That's how you got to get through life. Give yourself a little pep talks. Hey, it was simple, but I still did it. Good for me. So go check them out. Much love to you. Great. Another great sponsor spot. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. You all are awesome. I'm going to go find something else from the SoundCloud, and then I'll play my interview with Katrina Ray from the Chicken Ranch in Nevada. If you're going out to Nevada, make sure you look her up. She seems like a lot of fun. As you will see coming up in the interview, what are we going to do here? I'm going to do a St. Peter song? I don't know. Maybe. How long has it been done since we did Smoke Me? It's been a while since we did that. You know what? I don't care. We're going to do Smoke Me. Yeah. I feel like I'm arguing with somebody, but I'm not. It's my show. We're just doing Smoke Me. I don't have to run it by anybody. Hey, we're doing Smoke Me, motherfucker. Don't tell me. That's what I'm going to do right now. I'll take a hit, do this, then the interview with Katrina Ray. Spread the word about the show, whether it's stonerjesus.net or PodNation TV. Download the app, PodNation TV, on Roku and Fire TV devices. Over 100 million TVs in this country can get this show on their TV. Think about that. On their smart TV. And that, my children, is fucking awesome. So enjoy this. And then enjoy my interview with Katrina Ray, because it was awesome. And like I said, spread the word about sternjesus.net. And as always, peace, bitches.
Hell yeah. Let's do it, Peter.
Now, everybody, can you see? If you want to get high, you need to smoke some weed. Maybe you're in pain, or you need to sleep. Just light some up and make sure you breathe deep.
Hell yeah. Voice is tight, Peter. You're in rare form, son.
Get some weed and break it down. Get in a circle so you can pass it around. Burn a big joint, get everyone baked, or put your fire to your bowl while it says, smoke me, smoke me.
Fill my hole and light me up.
Smoke me, smoke me.
Smoke.
Smoke me, smoke me.
We're feeling good now.
Smoke me, smoke me. I'm your pipe and I'm lit, so suck on me now.
Hells yeah. Light it up, Peter.
Find the best weed and a good smoke place. Light that fucker up. Take it right to the face. Whether you have cancer or you just need less stress, you know you're ready when your bowl says, smoke me, smoke me.
Go a little bigger, fire up a bong.
Smoke me, smoke me.
Smoke.
Smoke me, smoke me.
Or get yourself a vaporizer.
Smoke me, smoke me. Got a pipe in this lid, so suck on it now.
Smoke. 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 Smoke.
Fuck yeah, bitch.
You better listen up. I'll explain it one more time. Just get some weed and blaze it up and you'll be fine.
Woo!
Don't take no chances. Get it all in your lungs. It's a fucking plan. Set it on fire and fuck those drugs. Smoke me, smoke me.
Smoke. Smoke.
Smoke me, smoke me.
Smoke. Smoke.
Smoke me, smoke me.
Smoke. Smoke.
Smoke me, smoke me.
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 Smoke.
Smoke me, smoke me. Stick it in your mouth and suck on it right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show. On the video chat, we have Katrina Ray from the Chicken Ranch in Nevada. As we're doing the interview, you'll be scrolling her information along the bottom. If you want to follow her, we'll also ask her about it as well. Katrina, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Sure. Thank you for giving me the heads up to do it.
Not a problem. So I mentioned you're at the Chicken Ranch. How did you get started there? What made you want to get into the industry, so to speak?
Well, I worked for a Fortune 500 company, and that company tanked. And I had a girlfriend that worked here. in the 90s, and she told me about the Chicken Ranch. I thought it was a farm, and I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm doing any fucking hard labor and catching and chasing no chicken. That's what I thought it was. And she's like, no, it's a brothel. And where I come from, I'm like, I never heard of a brothel. So then, of course, everyone watched the Bunny Ranch documentary, and I'm like, wow, places like that exist? I'm like, okay. I sent my pictures in, and they called me back within a couple hours, and they asked me, hey, how soon can you be here? And I've been here ever since.
Wow. But how long ago was that?
16 years ago.
Awesome. Hell yeah. So let's say someone's watching this. They've never been to the Chicken Ranch. They, you know, like I said, we'll get into a little bit later, the making the appointments and all that stuff and how to get a hold of you. But let's say they've made the appointments. They've done all the arrangements. What can they expect their experience to be like at the Chicken Ranch?
Well, with me, I have a hashtag. It's called the Wildcat Experience.
Okay.
So you're definitely getting a lot of fun, a lot of activities, stuff you never tried before. I like to spice it up. I hate doing the boring, just missionary. Like, you know, let's just reverse cowgirl. I mean, flip me around. Let's do some crazy shit. You know, every guy that I party with, and the hostess let them out, they asked me, what the hell did you do to him? I was like, I fucked the shit out of him.
I can't put it better myself. I think that's the best advertisement for going to the Chicken Ranch and getting an appointment with Katrina Ray.
Yes. You will be sweaty. Be ready.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you stretch.
That's right. You want to pull anything.
I had that happen before, and I'm like, holy shit. I thought he had a heart attack. Sure. He's like, Charlie Horse.
You got to be well hydrated. It's very important.
Exactly. Yes.
Is it mostly guys you get there, or do you get a lot of couples?
I get guys, single females, and couples. Yeah.
Okay. And I imagine some guys, there's got to be a lot of nerves involved. I would imagine that there's guys who get there and they can't perform the way they would like to. Have you had that happen? And what happened in the situation? Like, what do you do?
That happens a lot. So with me, if you book a decent amount of time, I'll let you try again. Because I had one guy, I barely put the condom on and he came in 2 seconds.
Oh, wow.
And he just felt so embarrassed. I'm like, oh, honey, it happens. But if you book a decent amount of time, we can do it more than once.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you've been there. You've been there a while. Is there anything that's like just crazy that's gone down there that was just so out of the ordinary, unexpected that happened either to you during a session or just something you heard about in general?
Yeah, the shutdown. That was crazy. A lot of girls were, some of my friends were here. I was on my way back to the ranch and got the phone call that, don't come in. I'm like, what the hell? What do you mean don't come in? Oh, yeah, the governor is shutting everything down. Everyone has to be out by midnight. So we had girls crying because a lot of us live out of town. We didn't know what the hell we were going to do. So we all just got drunk.
There you go. Make lemonade out of lemons, as they say.
That's right.
So obviously we talk a lot about cannabis on this show. I'm very, not very subtle about it being my gimmick. What's your relationship like with cannabis? Like when did you first introduced to it? What did you hear about it growing up? Stuff like that.
So I'm from the island, so my whole family smokes. So you name it, smoke it, grow it, you name it. So I've been around it all my life. Now I do recreationally Some girls have to have it all the time, but I'm like here and there.
Yeah.
Depends on what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah. How old?
But I don't
how,
like edibles.
Oh, yeah. How old were you when you first smoked, when you first tried it?
I was in college.
Okay.
Like 19. Yeah, I was late doing everything. I was late having sex, you name it, smoking. I couldn't do shit. My parents had me on lockdown. So once I escaped, I was like, what's the song? Free Bird? Yeah, that was me.
So what were you able to do first? Were you able to smoke weed first? Or were you able to have sex first?
Definitely sex.
Okay. Preceded the weed. Do you remember like the first time you got high? Do you remember the first time you tried it? Did you get high? And how did that come about?
The first time, yes, I smoked a bowl with a friend, but I didn't feel anything. I'm like, oh, I thought I was supposed to, you know, get the contact high, supposed to feel it immediately. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I can take another hit. And then 2-3 hours, I'm like, what the fuck? And you know, there's different strands. And I'm like, what? I felt like I was floating on a cloud. Some people get hungry. I was just like stuck.
Wow.
Like I couldn't move. It was some good shit.
Hell yeah. So if I ask you about the highest you've ever been, is there like a specific instance or event that comes to mind?
Yeah. So I did an edible and I didn't know you were only supposed to do like half. So I thought, ooh, candy. So I took the whole thing. And, oh my gosh, it was horrible. So it didn't hit me right away. So I was talking to someone, and then all of a sudden it just hit me, and my heart started pounding. And I just felt like I was riding a fucking unicorn. It was so weird.
Wow.
Then I seen this cute guy, and I'm like, out loud, I don't know what the hell. I just told him, oh my gosh, I'm gonna fuck you so good. It was crazy. My friend was like, what the hell did you say to that dude? And I'm like, I don't know, he just looked good. And it's, I don't know what the weed does, it just makes you horny.
Oh, yeah,
I know. I wanted him and I had to have him. It was his lucky night, trust me.
I would imagine. Good for him.
Right.
So you said you like edibles. Has that always been like your preference over like smoking or anything
else? No, so I don't like edibles. I'd rather smoke a joint and be mellow and call it a day and go to sleep. Edibles, they hit you at weird times and they last too long for me.
Yeah.
I felt like I was high for like a whole year after eating an edible.
Yeah, you got to watch the dose and definitely never, ever, if it feels like it's not working, never, ever take more. It's the public service.
Well, thank God my friend, she is the weed connoisseur and she knows exactly what to do. And yeah, thank God for her.
Yeah. Definitely got to have a buddy system as well, especially if you ever taken edibles before.
Oh, yeah.
Having a buddy definitely works out.
And I was like, I was going to throw the shit away. She's like, no, I'll take it. I said, well, you know what you're doing. I have not a clue.
Do you prefer any certain strains or anything? Or are you just like trying whatever there is? Or do you have any go-to strains?
She told me to stick to sativa. Because I smoke with her every now and then. She's like, sativa be good for you. So, yes.
There you go. It's good advice. Keep you
moving
instead of sleeping.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely good if you got something to do. You know, got to keep your got business
to
take
care. That's right. All day, every day. We never close.
So, where? Oh, hell yeah. Same here. We never close. So where can people find you online? Like, where besides, you know, Twitter and X, as I said, is scrolling along the bottom. Do you have Instagram or anything like that?
You can find me on Twitter. It's Katrina Exotic One. I also have a Instagram that's Katrina Exotic One. Or you can find me on the Chicken Ranch website, so chickenranchbrothel.com, and you'll see Katrina Ray.
Okay. Is that how people, like, if someone's watching this, they want to get a hold of you and they want to make an appointment, is the website the best way to do it?
A lot of people lately been hitting me up on Twitter and Instagram, so.
Okay.
Like, once you follow me, you're like, hey, I'm going to come out and see you. That works as well.
Power of technology.
Making connections. I love it. Yeah.
I did want to ask you about, is there anything that's like off limits? Has someone ever come for a session and just wanted to do something that you were just like, no, I'm just not, that's crossing the line?
Like, I know I don't do any anal, and I'm not going to piss or shit on you. I've been getting that a lot. I'm like, no, sorry. I can't do it. I had one guy, he wanted me to...
Yeah, I'd imagine with
Sorry, what did you say?
I was imagining with social media, there's probably an increase in, like, the crazy requests and stuff.
Oh, a bunch of crazy shit. That's the one guy, he wanted me to put my whole arm up his ass. Like, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems like it could lead to some problems.
I guess he said, yeah, you know, donkey punch. And I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, some of the shit I've never heard of before. I'm like, what? He said, yeah. I'm like, oh. He said, you have small hands. You can do it. I said, I'm not the lady for you, honey.
Yeah. I can guess. Oh, wow. Katrina, thank you so much for being here and for talking with us.
You're so welcome.
Anytime you want to come back on and talk about anything, let us know.
You know what? I just might do that. You're a lot of fun.
You are as well. And anybody's watching, book Katrina. Go make an appointment. You're going to leave there happy and sweaty and just the best time of your life.
And your balls less loaded.
Balls less loaded. That's the best way to go through life. Going through life with loaded balls is a real pain in the balls, as they say.
Blue balls is not fun.
And no, it's awful. Katrina will take care of that. Blue balls, book a flight to Nevada right now. Katrina, thank you. Have a good night.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Bye.